Break. Oh, weekend. Welcome back. We are talking to Steve Cohen, who is an expert in media and media relations and happens to be currently the news director for KUSI in San Diego, California. A lot warmer than where we are, Carl, in cold New York. Steve, thanks for staying with us on the line. My question to you is that in many ways, I understand the military's need to go for the truth as far as what embellishments that Ryan may have intimated at on public airwaves. And it was right for them because warriors need to make sure that the truth of battle is out there because they experienced it. Now, given that, let's say that the military shot Brian Williams down. But in many ways, I think that NBC, the management at NBC, issued or shot the coup de grace against Mr. Williams. I happen to know Brian, as you have. We worked together very shortly. I think he's a fine and decent man, and any aberration of his truth-telling, I think, should be taken in the aggregate of his career rather than just a single episode. What do you think?
I agree, but I think my agreement comes from knowing him as yours does, and I think the public either would hold that same opinion or not. I'm not sure that NBC hasn't so damaged him that the public can allow him to come back. My sense is, though, that if we are about judging everyone by a single anomaly in their lives, even if it's a long-standing anomaly, and it really doesn't define who they are, I think that's a mistake. Brian is a generous, thoughtful, serious guy who has also a wonderful, warm sense of humor about life and himself. And it seems to me that the lie, if you call it a lie, it says that it was volitional. If you call it conflation, I guess it's not volitional. And I think that somewhere between those two polarities, you have to decide who he is. I decide as you do. I think that he's a reclaimable individual caught in a situation with his corporate overseers who really didn't understand the nature of what was happening to him or the context that it would fit into the America's stream of consciousness in regard to media.
Well, you know, Steve, there is such a thing as the fog of war. And Carl and I have talked about this before. And in fact, Carl and I met in Vietnam in 1968.
My word.
He remembers far better than I the conversation and the experience. But my point in all of this is that those of us who are talking about the problem that Brian faces have had some experience in the time of conflict and know the fear that's there and the kind of memory that changes.
I want to just say this, and we did meet in 68, and it was during the fog of war, just before Tet. But the point is that what disturbs me a little bit about the stories that have come out from those who were there and Brian is that if you look at it in its entirety, you could punch holes right through it. And that's what happens during war, because everyone is extraordinarily excited. And believe me, you are, because you're afraid you're going to die. Been there, done that, unfortunately. And I think the young men who are flying those Chinooks and he himself, when you listen to the stories, and again, as Roland said, in the aggregate, Brian Williams deserves, and I do not know him, but he deserves an opportunity to come back because he seems and appears to be a genuinely nice man and a damn good broadcaster.
You know, Steve, let me interrupt before you go. We've only got about a minute and a half left here. You also hired Lester Holt into the CBS system, and he's now, of course, at NBC filling in for Brian. Your thoughts on him?
The same. I think that Lester also has a foundation that is very solid, very, I'm going to use the term Mero-esque, I think. And it seems to me that you and I, Carl and others, we come out of that the impact of being a truth teller at the same time being a swashbuckler like Mero was is valuable. And you can tell stories and you can tell them wrong, but also you can recapture yourself and you haven't lost your core integrity. Lester Holt is a person with a deep core, a great consciousness, and I think Brian is too. And it seems to me that if we put the five of us together in a room, we would all feel pretty similarly about the state of American journalism and also the hope that it can be reclaimed.
Steve, I hope that could be happening someday in the future, but I want to thank you very much for being with us on Smith Sabatino. We're running out of time for this segment, and I will continue to call you my friend, and thank you very much for being with us today.
Happy to be with you both. Thank you.
Wonderful. We've got to bring Steve back. We've got to bring him back. That's good stuff. Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith. Smith Sabatino, we're back. Please stay with us.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Stretch a greenback like a rubber band. Stuff bikers don't need to buy anymore. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Items no longer needed by bikers. Number one, GPS devices. Handlebar-mounted electronic mats. Hey, there's an app for that. This item no longer needed by bikers. $150 a night for a hotel room during bike week. Grab the bros, rent a home or apartment for the week. Get more room, free parking, kitchen, maybe even a pool for far less money than the bunch of you would spend on a commercially available room. Hey, come on, spend money on something worthwhile, like, your motorcycle? American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Author Cal Newport analyzed research of successful people to find patterns. What's the secret to success at work?
Focus. Focused people who worked in a few 3 to 4 hour sessions were better off than unfocused people who spaced their work out over the course of the day and worked longer hours.
Here are some of his key findings. Focused workers were more confident because they saw progress faster.
Non-focused workers often slept less, were exhausted, and felt more stress.
Focused workers were more relaxed and made time for leisure activities.
Cal says the winning formula is to focus hard in reasonable bursts.
Get more done in less time. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.